Especially want to welcome our preschool students and families and teachers and all those. And if you would indulge me just a minute, if you're associated with our preschool, if you would just stand up so all our regular people get to see who's here with us. So stand up if you're a student, teacher, parent, family, anybody. That's all of y'all, yeah. Great, we're so glad you're here with us. Thank you. I'll call on our director, Nancy Botnight. Nancy, you're up. I can get you one. I got one right here. That's why we keep it here.
Thank you for having us today. I just want to introduce our teachers, so hopefully we can put a face with a name that you've heard. Elaine Baltnight. Stand again, please. Stephanie Evans. Chelsea Wolf. Jeanette Jacobs. And we have a couple teachers not here today. One had surgery a while back, and another one's sick. So, I also want to introduce our preschool oversight committee members, Steve and Martha Summer. Just raise your hand. You don't have to stand. Stephanie Cowan. Mary Lewis. Holly May, who is also our sign language teacher. Faith Thomas. Lynn Richards. And Pastor Gary. And I was going to get the preschool families to stand, but you've already done that, so I'm good. But we really appreciate y'all having us today. Without you guys and your support, we would not have a preschool at Redeemer. So everything you did, attending the Spring Flings and our Fall Fest, the wood chips, was awesome. So thank you.
Nancy, I don't know if you noticed the sign out front that we figured out our first students are now in college.
I know. My son was supposed to be here. I was going to introduce y'all. He was here 16 years ago.
Wow.
Maybe he slips in and off.
Okay. Great. Well, if our preschool families will indulge us, we are a busy church. We have lots of things going on, and this Sunday is our first Sunday that we're promoting our Love One Another appeal. And so I'll call on Janet Boatwright, who council has asked to run this for us. Do you want to use, since I already have it?
Services of Carolina, which used to be called Lutheran Family Services, is our social service agency with other LCA.
Thank you. At this point, I'd like to invite Kathy Harrell to come forward. She's looking at me like, what? What? Every year, you know that we'd like to thank our council presidents with, when the council meets, we light a candle in our, for our meeting to remind us of Christ's presence, and affixed to that candle is a wax symbol, and so this is a gift to our outgoing council president to say thank you for your leadership of our congregation, and that's the wax symbol we gathered around all year long. And Carolina, look at that. But we wanted to say thank you so much. Also, a quick reminder that your year-end giving statements are out on the table in the narthex. If you would pick those up, it would save us the postage, because if you don't pick them up today, we're mailing them to you this week. So please try to get those today. Jonathan, here you are.
Who do I know? I don't get the microphone.
I'd be glad to give it to you.
Maybe he thinks this will turn me into a stand-up comedian or something.
No, there's no hope for that.
No. But I did think his comments about the weather were pretty cool. There we go. So we've done this last week, but today we'll continue raising money for Meals on Wheels and the Help and Hope Pantry. And I wanted to give you an update of how much we raised by team. So the Saints raised $34. The Patriots raised $28.50, that is. The Chiefs raised $11, and the Rams raised $7. So we invite you to continue to donate to the two remaining, well, to the ministries, but kind of via the remaining teams. Last week, we had a couple youth go to the 9th and 10th grade winter retreats that the Synodical Youth Organization does, and we'll have 11th and 12th winter retreat coming up, and next Sunday we'll have the Super Bowl party. So those are some fun things to look forward to.
Great, thank you. Finally, Jim.
I promise to be quick. We've got a lot of announcements. First of all, Nancy, I believe your son did.
He did.
So there's our preschooler right here. He's hoping to pass this year. just a quick announcement on page 8 of your bulletin, because it's a little different. This is a wonderful song, but you'll notice it's kind of lengthy. So we decided that we would try this. We're going to read it by 3-point antiphonal. That means that the lector's going to read a verse, then this side will read a verse, and then that side will read a verse. And then the lector will read, and then the other side can see how it goes around, right? So since we've never done that, I thought I would give a little bit of instruction for that. And also to say, I know you've seen the Curious Savage promotion beginning to take shape. It's a full-length play. It's not a musical. It's a full-length play. Very interesting, very entertaining, with a great message. So that's February the 15th, 16th, and 17th. And you don't want to miss it.
Thank you. And let's prepare for our worship. Please rise. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God who creates us and forms us, who redeems us and calls us, who unites us and sends us. Gathered in God's presence, let us confess our sin. Mighty and loving God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We seek our own way. We divide the body of Christ. In your mercy, cleanse us and heal us. Let the words of our mouths, the thoughts of our hearts, and everything that we do be filled with faith, hope, and love. Amen. Hear the voice of Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me to proclaim release to the captives. In the name of Jesus Christ, I proclaim to you that your sins are forgiven and you are released. The joy of the Lord is your strength, and the gifts of the Holy Spirit are yours forever. Amen. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Blessed Lord God, you have caused the Holy Scriptures to be written for the nourishment of your people. Grant that we may hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that comforted by your promises we may embrace and forever hold fast to the hope of eternal life. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Be seated, and I think our preschool children are going to sing at this time. y'all just sit down real quick, and I'll find a place I can sit with you. And any other children who want to come up for our children's sermon? Great. Look what I brought today. What is that? There's flowers. Y'all see them? See the flowers? This is a pack of seeds. And what do you do with a seed? You plant them, you put them in the ground, and you put water on them, and what grows? Plants, flowers. And look at all the pretty flowers that's going to grow from this. Yes, and what? How many colors do we have there? What colors do you see?
Rainbow.
Rainbow colors almost. Yes, it's white and orange, red.
I can see purple, my favorite color.
Purple, your favorite color? Yes. The red's your favorite. There's yellow in there and all kinds of stuff. Well, I brought this clear plastic bag because there's a problem here. I'm going to open up this bag of seeds here, and I'm going to pour them in this clear plastic bag so y'all can see them all. That's a lot of seeds. We get a lot of flowers out of that, but here's the problem. Here is the problem. If I wanted to grow just the purple flowers, which one of those seeds am I supposed to use? All right, well, now, what if I wanted to grow a red one? Which one would I use? You mean? I mean, because all of these are in here.
All of that red flower, those are small flowers.
Yeah. So which one's the big red one and which one's the little red one? I can't. There's no color in it? I can't tell. You mean, so here's a little seed and it'll grow up into a flower, but right now I can't tell which kind of flower it would be, right? It'll grow up to be a color, but I won't know now which color it is. Not yet, because I haven't put them in the dirt. They're not growing yet. No, I haven't done that yet. That's right, but I wish I knew which one was going to be which one, because I might want the yellow ones over here and the red ones over there and the purple ones over there. I can't decide that because we don't know. Yeah, well, you know what? Just like that, when Jesus was a boy growing up in Nazareth, nobody knew guess what he was going to grow up to be either, that he was going to grow up to be Jesus, the Savior of the whole world. Nobody really knew that. And to just a minute. Today, it could be, yeah, yeah. So what I'm saying to you is that the people of Jesus' hometown never knew what he was going to grow up to be. Just like you. Do you know that? Nobody knows what you might grow up to be. You might grow up to be an astronaut or a preschool teacher or...
flowers smelling.
No, these don't smell yet because they haven't grown up yet. You might grow up to smell. I don't know. But God has a purpose for each of us. And that's what I wanted you to know. We don't know right now. When we look at you, we don't know what you're going to be. Just like those people didn't know what Jesus was going to grow up to be. And just like we don't know what these plants are going to grow up, these seeds are going to grow up to be. You think that's what that looks like? Yeah. But we don't know. We don't know.
Those put stuff in water.
Yeah, we have to. And maybe we need to dunk y'all in water. I don't know. But that's what I want you to remember today, is that God is watching over you, and who knows what you'll grow up to be, but know that God will always be with you. All right, let's have a prayer. Dear Jesus, thank you for loving us, and thank you for always taking care of us and watching over us always. Amen. All right, go in peace and serve the Lord.
reading from Nehemiah. All the people gathered together into the square before the water gate. They told the scribe Ezra to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had given to Israel. Accordingly, the priest Ezra brought the law before the assembly, both men and women, and all who could hear with understanding. This was on the first day of the seventh month. He read from it facing the square before the water gate from early morning until midday in the presence of all the men and the women and those who could understand. The ears of all the people were attentive to the book of the law. And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was standing above all the people. And when he opened it, all the people stood up. Then Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, Amen, Amen, lifting up their hands. Then they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. So they read from the book, from the law of God, with interpretation. They gave the sense so that the people understood the reading. And Nehemiah, who was governor, and Ezra, the priest and scribe, and the Levites who taught the people said to all the people, This day is holy to the Lord your God. Do not mourn or weep. For all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. Then he said to them, Go your way, eat the fat, drink the wine, and send portions of them to those for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy to our Lord. And do not be grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. The word of the Lord. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky proclaims its maker's handiwork.
One day tells the sails to another, and one night imparts knowledge to another. For they have no words of language,
Their sound has gone out into all lands, and their message to the ends of the world, where God has pitched a tent for the sun. The teaching of the Lord is perfect and revives the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure and gives wisdom to the simple.
The statutes of the Lord are just and rejoice the heart. The commandment of the Lord is clear and gives life to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean and pure as ever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether.
More to be desired.
By them also is your servant enlightened, and in keeping them there is great reward. Above all, keep your servant from presumptuous sins. Let them not get dominion over me. Then shall I be whole and sound and innocent of great offense. A reading from 1 Corinthians. But just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in one spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews and Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one spirit. Indeed, the body does not consist of one member, but of many. If the foot would say, Because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, that would not make any less a part of the body. And if the ear would say, Because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole body were hearing, where would the sense of smell be? But as it is, God arranged the members of the body, each one of them as he chose. If all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many members, yet one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. On the contrary, many members of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable, and those members of the body that we think less honorable we clothe with great honor, and our less respectable members are treated with greater respect, whereas our more respectable members do not need this. But God has so arranged the body, giving the greater honor to the inferior member, that there may be no dissension within the body, but the members have come to the same care for one another. If one member says, all suffer together with it, if one member is honored, all rejoice together with it. Now you are the body of Christ and individually members of it. And God has appointed in the church first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then deeds of power, then gifts of healing, forms of assistance, forms of leadership, various kinds of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Do all work miracles? Do all possess gifts of healing? Do all speak in tongues? Do all interpret? But strive for the greater gifts. The word of the Lord.
Anointed me to bring good news to the poor and to proclaim release to the captives. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the fourth chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Then Jesus, filled with the power of the Spirit, returned to Galilee, and a report about him spread through all the surrounding country. He began to teach in their synagogues and was praised by everyone. When he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. Then he began to say to them, "Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you, O Christ. See. An old man and woman were married for many years, even though they had grown to hate each other. Whenever there was a confrontation, yelling could be heard deep into the night. The old man would shout, "When I die, if you act happy, I will dig my way up and out of the grave and come back and haunt you for the rest of your life." Well, the whole neighborhood was terrified of this man. But to everyone's relief, eventually he died of a heart attack when he was 98 years old. His wife had a closed casket at the funeral. After the burial, she went straight to the local bar and began to party as if there was no tomorrow. Her neighbors asked, "Aren't you afraid that he may indeed be able to dig his way out of the grave and haunt you?" The wife put down her drink and said, "Let him dig. I had him buried upside down." Now, I chuckled when I ran across that story because when I was a child, one of my best friends had a sand pile. Maybe we were all too poor to have a sand box, I don't know. But what I do know was that my friend Chris had a large pile of sand in his yard. If it were there for some project, Chris's father never got to it, I guess. But Chris and I sure worked in that sand. It was a great place to play. We would dig and shape the sand. We played mock battles with little plastic army men. We made roads for our little toy cars and tried to dig small tunnels that didn't collapse on the cars. And sometimes, Maybe when we had dug a little deeper than usual, we'd talk about digging our way to China. We'd plan how we would dig all the way through the earth and then pop out on the other side upside down. In our minds, everything there would be upside down from what we were used to, we imagined. And we might even, we thought, have to hang on with our hands to keep from falling off into the sky, which would be below us. Well, as you probably know, it doesn't actually work that way. But a world turned upside down seems to be exactly the kind of world Jesus describes in our gospel reading today. And maybe the first time we saw it was that day in Nazareth, an earth-shaking day. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, Jesus read from the scroll of Isaiah, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. And then Jesus sat down, and the Bible tells us that every eye was on him. This passage had long been associated with the arrival of the Messiah, and it talked about the radical changes the Messiah would make, how the world would be turned God's way, how wrongs would be righted, how peace and justice would be established, how the downtrodden and overburdened would be lifted up, how freedom and healing and joy would be restored. In other words, this passage described the world put back the way it's supposed to be. Every eye was on him, and every ear attuned to what he would say. And to leave no doubt, Jesus told them that in him the time had come. Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing, he said. This change, this revolution is fulfilled in Jesus. Jesus comes with a radical love. Jesus comes with a radical grace. And that's when we suddenly discover that Jesus doesn't come to turn the world upside down. No, we're upside down already. In so many ways, we're holding on for dear life, our feet dangling in the sky. But in Jesus, the world is turned right side up. When Christ is lifted among us, our world is put the way it's supposed to be. The upside down put right, things made God's way. And Christ lifted up among us changes us too, and we are made a true reflection of Christ in us and among us. We are forgiven, made new, made His. It's earth-shaking. It's revolutionary. It's right. So often in our lives, we struggle to hang on lest we fall off into the sky. People of God, let go. Let go and fall right side up into the arms of Christ. Amen.
Light to captives, let all the poor have worth. The hungry's hands are pleading, the worker's claim is right. Mourners long for laughter, the blinded seek sight. Make liberty a beacon, strike down the iron power. Abolish ancient vengeance. Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Merciful Savior, our hearts are so full of thankfulness and praise this day. Thank you for your love. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for making us your own. Thank you for being ever near to us and keeping us close to your heart forever. Lord, in your mercy, God who loves children, we thank you today for our preschool. We thank you for these students, families, and teachers.
We thank you that you have entrusted the care of these little ones to us and pray that we might serve them with compassion and care. Help us to nurture them in wisdom and truth. Make us all your children welcome in your arms of love. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful Lord, make your healing manifest in our lives. Bless all those who face illness or difficult problems. Be a comfort to those in pain, in sorrow, or who are lonely or afraid. Help those far from home or loved ones, those in danger, those who have no one and nowhere to turn. Bless all your people, O God, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, God of the nations, watch over our world. Guide the leaders of all nations that we might seek and do your will and to follow the path of peace. Lord, in your mercy. Finally, O God, lead us in all of our lives. In every moment, in every day, guide and direct us as your children. May we see your footsteps before us. And may we strive to walk in them always. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share God's peace.
and your love endures forever. You bring forth bread from the earth and fruit from the vine. Nourish us with these gifts, that we might be for the world signs of your gracious presence. In Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. By the leading of a star, he was shown forth to all nations. In the waters of the Jordan, you proclaimed him your beloved Son. And in the miracle of water turned to wine, he revealed your glory. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the Blessed are you, O holy God. You are the life and light of all. By your powerful word, you created all things. Through the prophets, you called your people to be a light to the nations. Blessed are you for Jesus, your Son. He is your light, shining in our darkness and revealing to us your mercy and might. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his preaching and healing, his dying and rising, and his promise to come again, we await that day when all the universe will rejoice in your holy and life-giving light. By your Spirit, bless us and this meal, that refreshed with this heavenly food, we may be light for the world, revealing the brilliance of your Son. Through him, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into
thank you. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Let us pray. We thank you, O God, that you have fed us at your banqueting table with bread and wine beyond compare, the very life of Christ for us. Send your Spirit with us now that we may set the captive free, use your gifts to build one another up, and in everything reflect your glory revealed in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Thank you. appreciate you telling us. You'll have a wonderful time with your family.
That's what happened. the claws.
Supposed to turn out these lights.
Yeah, they'll get it.
Who's doing it?